story, Nikolka and Veronika, two baby girls accidentally swapped at birth. Well, they're now back with their biological parents. After an agonizing 8 weeks, their parents took the plunge and finally swapped back their children. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
It was never going to be an easy decision, but the parents of little Nikolka and Veronika say they had no idea just how hard it would be to let go and say goodbye to a child they had cared for as their own. For 8 weeks, they kept swapping the babies and swapping back again. In the end, it was little Veronika who helped make the final decision. After 4 days spent with her biological parents on a trip to Germany, where the family appeared in a talk show, Veronika burst into tears when she was about to be returned to her other parents for the first time clinging to her biological mother. Her father, Jaroslav Broš, says that was the turning point.
Our psychologist said this prolonged uncertainty was bad for the children, that it was time to make the swap definite. The girls perceive things differently now, and new bonds have formed. So we'll take the plunge, and if they can handle it, so can we. Making this swap was always going to be hard, whether now, next week, or in a month's time. We just have to do what's best for the girls.
Originally, the plan was to swap the children on New Year's Day, but as things are, Nikolka and Veronika will be with their biological parents on their first birthday, December 9th. The two families who have become close friends say they will celebrate their birthdays together, one day in Veronika's new home, the next in Nikolka's. Christmas will also see them under one roof, and in January they're planning a holiday together. Their psychologist had recommended that after the swap they shouldn't see each other for 6 weeks in order to let the children settle down. But that seems too much to ask, especially of the mothers, who have both had difficulties coming to terms with the situation. For the time being, they say they will take things step by step, looking only that far ahead. Child psychologist Alena Cherna says that is the way to go.
I think that it's very important that the adult people adapt to the needs of the little child. It's no doubt that the whole situation is difficult for the parents, but they are adults and they have more possibilities to cope with the situation than little children.
What will the children remember of this first year? Because there is some controversy over that. Some psychologists say that the first year is extremely important in a child's development, that it will come back to them in some way and influence them. Others say that at this stage, it's early days yet, and they may forget and settle down.
Well, it is true that the first year of our life is very important, but again, I would say that both children were brought up in their first year of life in a loving atmosphere, and even if the parents were not their own, they didn't suffer, I would say, any harm. They were both loved and accepted, and I think that maybe they will have no memories later in life because it was too early, and the stage of their development, it's even before they started to talk. So I don't think that if the parents are reasonable enough, I don't think there should be any great problems.
Child psychologist Alena Cherna, ending that report by Daniela Lazareva.